Most of you know that Casey Marsh, of course, came here, I don't remember how many years ago now, but anyway, he's finishing up his program at the Kamishi School of Missions, School of Preaching. And he's already been accepted and will be the preacher at Okmulgee. He's already doing it right now. But he wrote a thank you card that's got a picture of him in the pulpit. I wanted you to see that. I don't believe I could do that. I'm not exactly sure. But I want to read it to you. Dear Ridge Chapel, as I am nearing the end of my studies here at the Kaimichi School of Preaching and Teaching, I can't help but praise God for all he has done through you. You have been absolutely pivotal in my pursuit to become a preacher, and I can't begin to express my appreciation. As I continue in my journey of this life, I am always looking back at the foundation of love and compassion that you have instilled in me. I'm so thankful and will always consider this my home church. May God richly bless you and keep you, Casey Marsh. We're planning on bringing him back for a message one of these days. We haven't figured out the time yet, but that's definitely something we want to do. Thank you for who you are.
Good morning.
I knew Charla had a couple announcements this morning, and I tried to get her to approach the podium singing, but she declined, so I guess it all worked out. But do we have any first-time guests or visitors with us this morning? All right. Well, as we enter our time of prayer and praises, if you would, just raise your hand. Josie will bring you the microphone, and please state your name. Pete's doing the prayer, so if he can't see you, he can be sure and get the request down properly. So do we have anybody on this side that'd like to bring something to us this morning? Debbie.
My name's Debbie, and that little baby girl, Marilyn, that we've prayed for several times, they've let her get off of all the medicines and things, and they've got the bone marrow now, and they're going to start it. Either they've already started it a day or two ago, or they're going to start it this week and things. And she's got 14 days, they say, that is really critical, because when they put the bone marrow in there, they can't put anything else and things to see if she makes it, if she lives. And just asking for prayers for Marilyn. And her little sister did get to donate the bone marrow.
Wow. Yeah.
So just pray that everything turns out okay.
Absolutely. Thank you, Debbie. Yeah, Bonnie.
I'm Bonnie Bingham. Please pray for Deborah Hall. She is at Mayo Clinic and will be undergoing tests all week. And a lot of doctors will be consulting together. Just pray for them to give her proper assessment and a good treatment plan and healing for her.
Yes, ma'am. Also for being not feeling the best this morning. Yep. Marty.
I just have a praise. We've had a couple of family members that have, one was about ready to have a stroke, and an eye doctor got her to go and get some testing done and kept that from being severe. And then another family member had a triple bypass and did not know that he had any problems. So just praise the Lord that for the early warnings on those.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else over here? Miss Kay.
Our daughter-in-law, Teresa Chambers, had shoulder surgery probably 6-8 weeks ago, and her shoulder is not healing as it should. And her therapist, physical therapist, recommended she see a surgeon again. So we're praying for healing so she doesn't have to go through a second surgery. Also for our first responders, our military, we're thankful that they're available to us and protect us, and continue to pray for them. And okay.
Thank you, Ms. Kay. All right. Lynn, thank you.
Lynn Bell, I would like to lift up Raymond Peterman. It's our daughter-in-law's father. They came for a visit last week, and were only here a day or two, and they ended up taking him to the ER. They sent him home with a kidney stone to pass it, and they think he had a mini stroke a day or two later and rushed him back to the ER, and they sent him to Fayetteville. He's been in ICU. He's in renal failure. He's got AFib. They can't do surgery. The stone is twice as big as they thought it was. They can't remove it because they don't think he'll survive the surgery right now. So please, please pray for him. He's 83.
Oh, wow.
Thank God they're here where the kids can take care of them. But it's not bad. It's not good. Family's flying in. So Raymond Peterman.
Leah.
Hi, I'm Leah. I'd like to lift up Tammy O'Brien. She fell and broke her wrist this week. And also the same day, her husband, Pat, lost his sister. So they both need our prayers. And she's in a lot of pain. She's been to the ER about 3 or 4 times with her wrist, and she's having a lot of pain.
Thank you, Leah. Jessica had one here.
Hi, I'm Jessica. Linda Yost, that we brought to church for a few months, she passed away Tuesday. So her family, I don't know if anyone knows her. Daughter is Kim. Her son is Rob Hansen. And then her granddaughter is Amber. They live in this area. I don't know if anyone's familiar with them. But pray for them just as they're grieving. So
the Yost family.
The Yost family, yeah.
Eden.
I wanted to bring some good news. I'm just going to tear up thinking about this. So I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, but I talked about me adopting my new son, Miguel. He's a baby doll because I collect them. I wanted everyone to know that I have officially adopted him, and he should be here in a few days. So I would love everyone to meet him when he arrives.
Thank you for sharing that, Eden. Anyone else? Yes, sir, Mr. Hayes.
My name is Nathaniel. I've got some friends of mine. I say friends. I don't really hang out with them anymore. Name is Sam Karstetter and Charlie. We used to hang out a lot, and they've kind of fallen away from God and kind of done their own thing. So just pray for their... pray for their hearts. Pray for their souls. They need Jesus a lot right now. So,
Sam and Charlie. All right. Anybody else? Okay.
We need to add the answer of where she is right now.
Okay. For those that couldn't hear that, so you didn't have a microphone, Allie's in the hospital with heart problems. Pretty severe. So let's keep Allie and Leon both in our prayers. All right. Nobody else has anything. We'll have our prayer song. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we know that you are an amazing God, that you walk beside us day in and day out, that if we give ourselves to you wholly and completely, that you will honor that. Father, you are working through your Holy Spirit as we walk through this this valley. Father, I lift up Casey Marsh, and I pray for his future as he endeavors to minister to those around him. I thank you for allowing us to help him to minister, to learn, and to move on into ministry. Praise him, Father. I praise you. I thank you for this opportunity. Father, for this baby girl, Marilyn, who's off her meds, and she's starting to receive the bone marrow treatment, and for her little sister, who's donating that bone marrow. This is a painful procedure. So I pray that you will bless them both as they go through this procedure. Father, for Deborah Hall, as she's going through tests, I pray for the doctors, I pray for the nurses and the staff as they work to minister to her, to find out what's going on. Father, we know that you are the great healer, and I just pray that you will bless them with wisdom and knowledge. For Teresa and her shoulder surgery, she's not healing well, Father. We know that you will guide her and bring her to the right people to help in her healing. For Deborah Hall and for the family members of Marty, I just, as they have gone through trials and tribulations recently, I just pray that you will continue to put them in the hands of the right people, to bring about the knowledge and bring about the wisdom that they, that the doctors need, and the early warning that the people have received. Thank you, Father, for our first responders. Thank you for those that get out of bed when they don't want to, in the middle of the night, to put out fires and to bring healing to people, to evaluate them. Father, I just thank you for the police and for all they do, and I just pray that you will watch over our folks in the military. There's a lot of uncertainty right now, and there are people that in the military that don't know when that call is going to come. And I pray that you will calm their spirits, that you will help them to carry out their God-given job, and that you will protect them. Father, as we put them in harm's way, I pray that you will put a hedge of protection around them. Father, for Raymond Peterman, he's going through a lot of trials right now. He's they've diagnosed him with kidney stone and possible stroke and renal failure and AFib, and amongst other things. I just pray that you will lay your hand upon him. First of all, I hope he is your child. No matter how old he is, he's still your child. Father, I pray that you will lay your healing of hand upon him and bring those around him to help bring a healing about, if it be your will. Father, we thank you for Tammy O'Brien, who has a broken wrist. I pray that you will bless her, that you will bring healing about in her body. Father, for Linda Yost, for the Yost family, as Linda passed away, I pray that they will depend on you, Father, for the strength that they need as they mourn. Help them to mourn well. Help them to come about to a deeper knowledge of you through this mourning. Father, for Eden, I just thank you that she's been allowed to adopt this baby, and I pray that you will let her have an enjoyable time with this baby. For Sam and Charlie, who Daniel feels that they have fallen away, I pray that you will help them to come closer to your son, that your spirit will guide them, Father. It sounds like they have known you. Father, I pray that you'll continue to bring them closer and closer to your son. For Allie and Leon, as they are going through the struggles of life, as Allie is dealing with heart issues and Leon is dealing with physical infirmity, I just pray that you will lead them both into a closer relationship with you, and you'll bring healing about through the doctors and nurses and all the staff that they come into contact with. Father, they are both having issues, and I just pray that you will bring about an end to them, to those issues. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love and watch care, and thank you for this day we have to worship you and to show you our love and to come closer to you day by day. In your son's name I pray. Amen.